朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
那我们上一个礼拜讲到信心。
Last week we talked about faith.
整个希伯来书是一卷属天的书，哈，把整个侍奉讲得这么荣耀。
The entire book is a heavenly book. It talks about the glorious service.
而且更让我们认识这位耶稣，实在是不光是万有的中心。
We get to know that Jesus not only that he's the center of the universe.
他实在是我们整个侍奉的那个 spiritual reality 哈，侍奉的意义。
He's also the spiritual reality of all our services.
他把一切看得见的属地的全部带到属天的层次。
Because he elevated everything that is visible earthly into the heavenly.
他把一切暂时的带到了一个放带入了永恒的价值。
He brought everything that is temporary to with eternal value.
就上个礼拜我们讲信心的时候，这个信心还不是只是用在哎呀，我要找个工作，我的病要得医治。
So when we talk about faith last week, we did not limit the faith to only that we need a healing or find a job.
希伯来书说的信心是一个更高的、更远的一个信心。
The faith that the book of Hebrews talks about is something that is higher and much farther.
他讲到我们那是一个信心的透视，是一个属灵的眼光。
It talks about a focus, a vision of faith.
让我们能够透过，能够借着看得见的。
That through visible things.
让我们能够看见那个看不见的。
That we get to see what is invisible.
而且我们就在乎那个看不见的。
And therefore we care about the invisible things.
然后我们来追求那个看不见的。
And we pursue the invisible things.
以至于我们真正得着了那个看不见的。
And eventually we lay hold of these invisible things.
所以弟兄姊妹是借着那个看得见的。
So through the visible.
借着暂时的。
Through the temporary.
我们看见了，我们在乎，我们追求，我们也得着了那个看不见的。
That we see, we care, we pursue, and we lay hold of the invisibles.
我相信我们前面几堂听下来，你们知道我在说什么。
I'm sure after these messages, you know what I'm talking about.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情实在是太重要了。
And this is so important.
但是我们这个人很习惯活在看得见、摸得着的事情。
But we are so used to the visible and tangible things.
所以我们很容易被试探、诱惑。
Therefore, we easily tempted by temptation.
我们很容易被人搅扰。
And we easily disturbed by people.
我们很容易受环境影响。
And we easily affected by the environment.
这都说到我们活在肉身的境界里面。
That, these all tell that we are living in the flesh.
如果今天没有永恒，没有神的话，那我们这是常态。
Well, if without God, without eternity, then this is a normal situation.
因为人就是活在眼见，就是活在摸得着、看得见的事情。
Because we naturally live in the visible and tangible world.
但是我们今天是得救的人。
But today we are saved.
我们不光是将来可以进到永恒里面去，是永生今天就开始了。
Not only that, in the future we'll enter into eternity. Eternity starts from today.
所以永生不是只是时间的问题，它是品质的问题。
So eternity is not just everlasting life is not just about time, it's about quality of life.
从我们一得就开始，一跟基督发生关系，我们就跟永生发生了关系了。
Since the moment that we were saved, that we are related to Jesus Christ, we're connected to eternity.
就我们怎么样子能够借着看得见、摸得着的人事物，能够跟永恒发生关系，这是基督徒的福分跟挑战。
So how we can connect to the eternity through the visible and tangible world, that is our challenge for Christians.
你相不相信你能够从别人的臭脸身上，对你那副死的脸色上，你可以得生命的。
Do you believe that you can receive life from people's downcast or even bad expressions?
大家都在生病，但是我们却能够从生病里面经历到神的爱，经历到神的伟大。
Everyone gets sick, but yet we can experience God's greatness and God's love through our sickness.
可能我们基督徒跟别人一样，我们会失业了，我们会撞车了，但是弟兄姊妹，所有看得见的人事物都可以叫我们经历永恒。
Yes, Christians get into unemployment or car accidents just as everyone else, but yet through these experiences that we can be connected with eternity.
这个叫做属灵的眼光，这个叫做信心的透视， 看到云层后面的太阳。
And that is called a spiritual vision, that we can see the sun above the clouds.
所以一个基督徒如果没有信心的话，
if a Christian without faith,
弟兄姊妹，我们就浪费了很多的环境。
Then we wasted away a lot of our situations.
而且我们是环境的奴隶，我们不是环境的主人。
That we become enslaved by our circumstances, we are not masters of the circumstances.
所以我曾经说过，有人说我们的环境跟遭遇就好像一个 mattress, 一个睡觉的床垫子一样。
Some says that our situations and circumstances are like the mattress that we sleep on.
只能你在上面，不能他在你上面。
You can only sleep on top of it, you cannot sleep under it.
你不信，你今天回家试试看。
If you don't believe me, you can try it tonight.
尤其年轻的孩子最不喜欢听大人讲的。No, I don't believe it.
Especially young people, they like to challenge authority, say, No, I don't believe it.
Go ahead, try it. 今天晚上你睡在 mattress 底下。
Go ahead and try sleep under your mattress.
你就晓得那真的是很痛苦的事情。
Then you know how painful it is.
可是你躺在 mattress 上面的话，那就很舒服。
But then, if you sleep on top of the mattress, it's very comfortable.
尤其你妈妈叫你再去弹 piano 的时候。
Especially when your mom asks you to play piano.
叫你去做 homework 的时候。
Or ask you to do homework.
你就想念你的 mattress.
Then you miss your mattress.
弟兄姊妹，今天基督徒对环境就是这样。
And then this is the same with Christians.
同样的，没有盼望。
Same way, no hope.
你先从常人来看。
From ordinary people, 一个
没有盼望的人，就说到他没有目标，没有人生标杆。
Someone without hope is someone without life goal.
他活在盲目的里面，活在失迷的里面。
He's in a lost condition.
你到飞机场去看。
If you go to the airport,
所有的旅客。
Every passenger, every traveler.
你问他你要去哪里？
You ask them, where are you going?
他一定知道他要去哪里。
Everyone knows their destination.
没有人到了机场要上飞机的不知道他要去哪里。
There's no one who goes to the airport and before boarding they know where to go.
所以一个没有目标，一个没有盼望的人，就说到他是没有目标的人。
Someone without hope is someone without goal.
同样的，一个没有盼望的人。
And someone without hope.
他是一个失去了生活的动力的人。
And someone that have lost the motivation for life.
那是很痛苦的事情。
And that is a very painful thing.
那真的是很痛苦。
It's very painful.
所以很多人为什么自杀？因为他已经失去了盼望。
That's why so many people commit suicide because they have lost their hope.
为什么现在有这么多人有 depression, 有忧郁？因为他已经失去了盼望，他很非常悲观。
Why do so many people suffer from depression? Because they have lost their hope. They're very pessimistic about their life.
所以不是光有盼望没盼望。盼望有很大的差别。
Not only that, there's a difference between having hope and not having hope.
你有怎样的盼望也很影响你的。
But it also matters what kind of hope you have.
所以如果我们这个人的盼望不正确的话，
If our hope is not correct,
你会常常失望的。
Then you will get disappointed often.
对不对？
Isn't that true?
Yeah. 所以我上次跟你们讲过一个到了这个中年危机的先生、他生日的时候太太问他说你要什么。
So I share with you a story before, a gentleman who reached a midlife crisis, and then on his birthday, his wife asked him, what do you want?
Oh, 他说我他是一个很 typical, 很典型中年危机的人的回答。他说我希望能够有一个东西能够在十秒钟内从零到一百的。
And then, and so he's a typical man in midlife crisis. He says, oh, I want something that can go from 0 to 100 in 10 seconds.
我想所有的男生都知道我在讲什么，不见得要。
I know all the gentlemen know what I'm talking about, even though you might not be having midlife crisis.
跑车，你看
，race car。
所以你看，才三十出头的人都已经有，都已经有中年危机的想法了。
Even someone is in early thirties, he seems like he has midlife crisis.
跑车
，yes, sports car.
八缸两个 muffler, 就这样上去了。
Eight cylinders, two mufflers.
啊，这个叫做零到一百。
0 to 100 in 10 seconds.
太太说没问题。太太说没有问题。
And then his wife says, no problem.
所以生日的那天，太太就说你到 garage 去看吧，我已经给你买了。
On his birthday, his wife says, okay, now you can go to garage to see the birthday gift I bought you.
而且五秒钟之内，零到两百。
In 5 seconds, 0 to 200.
结果他兴奋地跑去一看，原来是一个磅秤。
And then he was so excited, he went to the garage and saw it was a scale.
我的盼望是这个。
So my hope is this.
我得到的是这个。
And what I got is this.
就叫做失望。
And that's called disappointment.
所以很多的时候我们有很多的盼望。
Oftentimes we have so many hopes.
但是带来的失望。
And then they all only bring us disappointments. Because our hopes are without the base. So a wrong hope will bring us disappointments.
还是更不要忘记了。
But don't forget.
错误的盼望。
Wrong hope.
可能会带给我们懊悔。那还不是只是这个失望而已，是懊悔。
Might bring us not just disappointments, but also regrets.
所以我碰到很多其他的宗教哈，我心里面其实蛮心疼他们的。
I run into followers of other believers of other religions. Actually, I feel sorry for them.
因为他们认为他们所信的就是了。
Because they believe that they have got what.They believe the right thing.
他们也一样把他们整个的人生投资在他们所认为的未来。
In the same way, they devoted their entire life to the future that they hope for.
你看多少的佛教徒、回教徒、印度教徒，他们比我们基督徒还要认真呢。
We have seen so many Buddhism, Muslims, or Hindus. They're much more pious than us.
那我九四年到了安曼约旦的首都，他们早晨4:45，全城喇叭响起来，一起起来。守安息日。
1994, I went to the capital of
安曼哈。
安曼，
这个在约旦 ，Jordan。
In Jordan, the capital of Jordan, and then in the morning, four forty-five in the morning, everyone got up to pray.
我们到澳洲去等火车的时候，你要回到头把毯子一铺，跪在地上祷告。
When we visited Australia, at the train station, when it's time to pray, all the Muslims just spread their blanket and.Nail down and pray.
他们碰到他们的斋戒月的时候，整个月从太阳出来到太阳下山之间是禁食的。
During the month of their fasting month, the entire month from the sun up to the time sun comes down, they fast the whole day.
你说今天基督教里面有哪一个教会会定出一个月来全教会整个月禁食？
In Christianity, can you find any church that was set apart one month of the year that the entire church fast?
所以弟兄姊妹，等到那一天，当主来的时候，当众人都到主的面前交账的时候，你知道他们多懊悔啊！他们知道他们说信错了。
On that day, when the Lord comes back and everyone has to give account, how remorseful they will be because they believe in the wrong religion.
所以今天我们要讲十二章，讲到盼望。
So, chapter 12, we're going to talk about hope today.
我们怎么讲到因着盼望，我们一起来奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
By hope.We run the race set before us.
我这里提到四件事情。
I mentioned four things.
第一件事情，借着仰望并且思想耶稣。
Through looking unto and considering Jesus.
第二件事情，借着在爱中顺服神的管教。
Through subjection to God's chastening in love.
第三件事情，借着积极而且永远不后悔的追求。
Through active and unregretful pursuit.
第四件事情，借着荣耀的意象。
Through glorious vision.
我这四个点是根据希伯来作者所写的顺序列的。
So these are in the order according to the author of Hebrews.
但是我为了今天大家听信息容易一点，我会从四一二三讲过来。
So for the ease of delivering the message for you, I will start from number four.
说的复杂一点的话，就是四一二三一。
So it'll be four, one, two, three.
弟兄姊妹，在这里，在这里，我们讲到我们的标杆到底是什么
？So, this tells us what our life goal will be.
那在这里第四个点讲到一个荣耀的意象。
Number four talks about a glorious vision.
这个意象就是十一章所讲到那座天上更美的家乡。
That is what chapter 11 talks about. That heavenly better country.
就是神为我们所预备的那一座城，是神所亲自经营建造的。
That is the city that God has prepared for us, and an architect and builder is God Himself.
上个礼拜我们讲到，前两个礼拜我们讲到那一座荣耀的城，来表达神旨意的完成。
2 weeks ago, we talked about that glorious city to describe the fulfillment of God's.Eternal will.
神在时间的里面，他创造了万有。
In the frame of time, God created the universe.
而在时间结束的时候，他要从这一切的受造里面，他要得着他所要得着的。
By the end of time, God will receive what He will receive through this city.
然后把这一切带到永恒里面去，再也没有时间了。
And God will bring everything into eternity, and there's no time anymore.
所以这个神在地上这个旨意的完成，就用圣城新耶路撒冷从天。而降 来表达它。
So the coming of the new city of Jerusalem describes the fulfillment of God's eternal will on earth.
所以上次我们讲到启示录二十一章的时候，那你讲到圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降，然后有新天新地就开始了。
So we talk about Revelation chapter 21 that the holy city New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God.
所以我们现在来看希伯来书十二章。
So now we will look at Hebrews chapter 12.
我们时间的关系，十八节。你们不是来到那人摸的山那一段我们就不读了
So, for the time's sake, we will skip from verse 18.
那是很明显的讲到西安，不是讲到西乃山。
So it talk, that passage talks about the Mount Sinai.
讲到神借着摩西颁布律法的时候所发生的事情。
Describe what happened when God gave Moses the law.
那是一件可怕的事情。
That was a very fearful thing.
不仅大自然很可怕，有火焰、密云、黑暗。暴风等等。
Not only the natural phenomena was fearful and scary because there was the storms and thunder and fire.
而整件事情，人类暴露在圣洁神公义的律法面前，那是一件恐惧的事情。
Because that event, it's the exposure of the humanity before this fearful God, and it was a very dreadful.
没有一个人可以在圣洁的神面前站得住。
Because no one could stand before this holy God.
那是可怕的事情。
It was a dreadful thing.
然后我们现在来看第二十二节。
Now let's look at verse.22.
他说你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑就是天上的耶路撒冷你看这是一个何等不同的境界、啊、
But verse 22 says You have come to Mount Zion to the city of the living God the heavenly Jerusalem This is what a different realm
完全不同的境界
It's aCompletely different realm.
我们讲到锡安，锡安的特点就是神的同在在这里。
When we talk about Zion, the characteristic of Zion is God's presence.
而且是爱里面的同在。
As a presence of love.
讲到锡安，讲到神的宝座在这里，神的旨意，神的权柄要在我们中间通行。
When we talk about Zion, we know that God's throne is here, and God's will and God's authority will be here.
那你底下很快的提的上，里面在这个天上的耶路撒冷里面有六件事情。
And there are six things about this.
不是，有六个，他讲了六个。我没有时间讲哈，但是大家回家看，他每一个讲到的点，他都有一个形容的一个句子。
This passage mentioned about the heavenly Jerusalem six times, and they use different things to describe it.
讲到有天使，他就讲有千万的天使，有很多啊。
It talks about there's countless angels, numerous angels.
讲到那是Assembly, 你看我们为什么用 Christian Assembly, 就是从这个句里面出来的。
It talks about an assembly, and that's why we derive our name, our church name from.
有天上诸长子所共聚的总会，这中文翻译的你听不懂哈，就是所有的 Christian 聚在一起的 Assembly.
It's the assembly of all Christians.
那第三个在这里讲到有神，他就讲到是审判众人的神。
And then God is the judge of all.
讲到有义人的灵魂，讲到我们是被成全的义人的灵魂。
They're the spirits of the righteous ones.
讲到耶稣，他是新约的中保，耶稣。
And Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant.
讲到宝血是他洒出来的，而且是比亚伯的血更美。
And also talk about the precious blood that he sprinkled, he shed is more precious than the blood that Aaron had.
所以当他讲完这些的时候
，After he talk about all this,
他就讲到有一天整个万有要结束的。
It says one day the entire universe will end.
当这座城降临的时候。
When that city comes down,
所有其他不合神心意的、神不要的，全部要经历一次大的震动。
Then after that, anything that is not from God, not desired by God, will all be shaken.
把所有能够被挪去的全部挪去。
So anything that can be removed will be removed.
是不能够震动的，能够存留下来。
So only that is not shakable can remain.
好，所以我们读二十七节、二十八节到二十九节，我们一起来读。
Let's read verses 27 through 29.
这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受。受造之物都要使那不被震动的长存，所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。 啊，所以在这里我们让弟兄姊妹看到那个盼望说到两件事情。
So here we can see the hope indicates two things.
一面我们要知道我们将来是要到主的面前去交账的。
One thing is that in the future we will come before the Lord to give accounts.
我们去见主的时候是把我们这一生的果效带去见神的。
When we go see God, we will bring all the fruits of our lifetime.
神要用火来验收我们这一生的工程。
And the Lord will test our labor, the fruit of our labors with fire.
你可以回去读哥林多前书第三章就晓得，那天有火要来发现，要来试验我们这一生，我们的工程到底如何。
If you go home and read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, you will see that God will test all the fruit of our labors with fire that day.
希伯来书12章说到神要来震动我们，把所有能够被挪去的就挪去了。
Hebrews 12 says that the Lord will come and shake us and everything that is shakeable will be removed.
使那些能够耐火的，使那些能够经得起震动的能够被存留下来。
Only that survived the fire will remain.
好，所以盼望第一件事情讲到我们要交账的。
So the hope talks of the first thing that the hope talks about is that we will have to give account.
所以我们要为的那个日子而活着。
Therefore we have to live for that day.
所以保罗说你们在主里面所有的劳苦都不是徒然的，因为你是为着那个日子。
Paul says all the labors are not in vain because you are waiting for that day.
希伯来的作者在这里提醒他们，你们今天为主受苦甚至殉道都不是突然的，因为那天主要来。
The author of Hebrews says that today all of your sufferings, even your martyrdom for the Lord, will not be wasted because that day the Lord will come back.
那另外一方面，
On the other hand,
他也是讲到神整个旨意要完成，用圣城新耶路撒冷要降临。
It talks about that the eternal will of God will be fulfilled and the city of Jerusalem will come down from heaven.
所以他说到我们乃是来到锡安山，来到永生神的城，也就是天上的耶路撒冷，他通通都画了等号。
So he says that we have come to this new Jerusalem, the city of God, and everything equal to each other.
所以不信主的人在那里等候大灾难。
So non-believers are waiting for the great tribulation.
在那里等候永远的审判。
They're waiting for the eternal judgment.
基督徒在这里等候的乃是基督台前的奖赏。
But yet Christians are waiting for the reward from the judgment seat of Christ.
我们在这里所等候的乃是神基督二次降临来迎娶他的教会。
Waiting for the second coming of Christ when Christ will come back and marry his bride, his church.
所以一面来说我们要警醒。
Yes, on one hand, we ought to be watchful.
让我们可以交账。
So that we will give account.
一面来说我们要欢喜。
And also we will rejoice.
让我们能够欢欢喜喜的去跟主相会，永远在一起。
So that we will joyfully meet our Lord and will be with him forever.
所以只有基督徒的葬礼上的花圈会有人写好的无比。
So only the flower wreath for Christians will write, oh, this is wonderful.
你叫不信主的人，叫不信主人来参加你的葬礼，会觉得这些人神经病，怎么会在葬礼上写好的无比呢？
If non-Christians come to the funeral and see, they describe the death as wonderful, they will be perplexed. They will be confused.
我一点不是开玩笑哈，我将来去见主的话，你愿意送我花圈，上面写好的无比没关系。
I'm not joking. After I die, if you come to my funeral and then you want to give me some writing and say it is wonderful, that is okay.
真的，写的地上所有的劳苦去见主，这真的是好的无比的事情。
Yes, because we will be rested. We will be resting from all our labors and go to the Lord. It is indeed wonderful.
所以有一个老姊妹在她去世以前，她把她自己的安息聚会全部都安排好了。
An elderly sister has prearranged all of her memorial services before she died.
她要唱什么诗歌，要读什么经文，要什么，她通通都预备好了。
She already chose all the songs to sing and all the passages to read, the scripture passages.
她跟他们教会的牧师说，而且你一定要在大家来最后瞻仰我的时候，你要在我的手上放一个叉子，哈，那个吃饭的 fork。
And then she also asked the pastor that when people come to view me for the last viewing, please put a fork in my hand.
他说为什么？
And the pastor said, why?
他说因为我们从小到大在家里面吃饭的时候。
Because since I grew up, since my childhood at our family dinner,
我们吃完饭的时候，妈妈会给我们一个人发一个这个叉子。
Because after dinner, our mom would give each one of us a fork.
因为最好的在后面就是 dessert.
Because the best food is yet to come, that is the dessert.
就是点心，哎呀，小朋友最喜欢吃甜的嘛。
Because children love the dessert the most.
所以他们每次吃完饭的时候都拿着叉子坐在那边很盼望的等着那个 dessert 出现。
So, every single time after dinner, they expectedexpectantly with holding the fork.
每一次抓着这个的时候，他们就知道 there's still better to come.
So every time when they hold the fork, they know that the best is still yet to come.
还有更好的要来啊。
The best is still yet to come.
所以他说我躺在棺材的时候，让我手上拿个叉子。
So she says when I will be lying in my casket, please give me a fork.
那他知道更好的就在前面。
Because I know the best is yet to come.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒不一样，这叫做盼望。
Because we Christians are different, and that is our hope.
什么力量能够让基督徒觉得死亡不是死亡，而是睡的？
What kind of force that will cause Christians to believe that our death is not death but sleep?
什么力量能够让基督徒虽然经过流泪谷，但是我们却能够仍旧赞美神？
That what kind of force enable Christians to when they go through the valley of Baca, they can still praise God.
从外在的环境来说，真的是难处，而且是极大的难处。
Outwardly, yes, they may indeed go through some very great tribulations.
那个难处大到一个地步，是能够叫刚强的人都掉眼泪的。
The affliction might be so great that even the strongest will shed tears.
但是我们列的圣经，大家看一下诗篇84篇五到七节，在最后纲要的最后。
Let's look at Psalm 84.
他说靠着你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。他们经过流泪谷，却叫这谷成为泉源之地，而且有秋雨之福盖满了泉谷。他们行走力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神。
Psalm 84 verses 5 through 7.
好，弟兄姊妹，你看到了没有？什么力量让他们能够经过流泪谷？
What kind of strength that enabled them to go through the valley of Baca?
却还能够力上加力，越走越有力。
But yet they can go from strength to strength. They will be strengthened even more.
因为他们知道他们是到锡安朝见神了。
Because they know they're going to Zion to see God.
那是一个荣耀的盼望。
And that is a glorious hope.
那个盼望能够让我们经过流泪谷的时候。
That hope can enable us to go through the valley of Baca.
这个谷不仅仅没有打倒我们，打死我们。
Not only that, we will not be struck down by this valley.
他要叫这个谷成为泉源之地。
But we can turn this valley into a spring.
而且秋雨之福盖满全谷。
And the rain will also cover it with pools.
多少人看到这样子的谷不敢进去的，害怕进去的。
Many people dare not to walk into that kind of valley.
多少人进去就出不来了。
And many people will not survive the valley.
一辈子活在愁苦，活在痛苦，活在苦读的里面。
An entire lifetime they will spend in the valley with sorrow.Complaints and bitterness.
但是基督徒不仅仅可以进去，而且可以出来。
But yet Christians not only that they can enter into it, they can also come out of it.
他们不仅仅进去，让这个谷能够整个被转过来，成为一个秋雨之福充满全谷的人。
And after they go into the valley, they can turn the valley into a spring.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做盼望。
And that is our hope.
因为那座荣耀的城。
Because of that glorious city.
因为那个荣耀的 moment, 那个时刻，我们要跟主相会。
Because in that glorious moment, we're going to meet our God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我知道很多从中国来的哈，在这里信耶稣的弟兄姊妹，他们跟我讲的。
Dear brothers and sisters, many Christians from China, they told me.
他们说在信耶稣以后，好像常常还是觉得那个将来要见主的那个东西在里面不够真实，不够深刻。
They told me that even after they became Christian, the reality of the fact about meeting Lord Jesus in the future is still not that real.
好像觉得其实我觉得不光是中国大陆来的，所有人都是一样的。
I'm sure this is not just to Christians from China, but everyone else.
就是我听各位不止一个的从国内来的弟兄们跟我讲，就总觉得对将来主要再来这件事情很模糊，很抽象。
But more than one brothers have shared with me that the fact that Jesus Christ is coming back is kind of vague and kind of abstract to me.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真知道是有这样子的日子，我们会不一样的。
But if we really know that the day will come, we will live our life differently.
我们每一天所做所行，我们的思想，我们的言行，都希望那一天能够赖活。而且能够被神悦纳。
We will hope that all our words and deeds and acts would go through the test of fire and be acceptable to God.
所以，因为有这样子的看见
，because of this vision，
我们奔跑才不是没有定向。
So we will run with a direction.
所以希伯来的作者说，我们既然有这么多的见证人围绕着我们
，So the Hebrew author says, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses，
他说我们要放下各样的重担。
So we ought to lay aside every weight.
你腿上绑个沙包跑跑看，你跑不了多远。
Try to tie a sandbag to your leg, then you will not be able to run very far.
你看一只鸟，它被一个东西夹住的话，它飞不了的。
If a bird is caught by something or being tied to something, then the bird cannot fly too far.
要放下各样的重担。
Therefore, lay down every weight.
要脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And the sins that easily snares us.
然后存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
And we run with endurance the race that is set before us.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们都有一条当跑的路。
Because we all have our own race to run.
你有你的路。
You have your race.
我有我的路。
I have my own race.
虽然我们过程可能不一样。
Yes, the process might be all different.
我们人生的经历可能不一样。
Our life experiences might differ.
但是我们的标杆，我们跑路的原则都一样。
But yet our goal and the principle of our running the race are all the same.
基督是我们的标杆。
Christ is our goal.
然后我们都在场上赛跑。
And we're all running the race together.
我们希望我们都能够去那里，能够迎接我们的神。
We hope that we can all get there and to meet our God.
带着我们这一生的果效去呈现给他。
And we will bring all the fruits of our life, labor, and then present it.
所以希伯来的作者提醒我们，有这么多的见证人在看我们。
The author of Hebrews reminded us that we are surrounded and we are being watched by such a great crowd of witnesses.
而且他们都是跑得这么好的人。
And then they did well in their race.
那希伯来的作者是用这个来激励我们的。
So the author is trying to encourage us with this.
你看看这么多人在那么艰难的环境里面，他们跑完了。
Look at all the, so many people, they have run with through difficulties and they finished the race well.
而且他们跑得这么好。
And they finished the race well.
这个是我们的鼓励。
And that is our encouragement.
所以你看好，你要念任何一样东西。
Any subject that you want to study.
把你放在那种顶尖最好的人面前，你会进步得比较快啊。
If we place you with the experts, then you will learn very fast.
我们中间会弹钢琴的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you know how to play piano.
我不是说只有坐在这里的，你自己在家也会弹钢琴的，请举手。
Even you play at home.
哎呀，这么多个哈。请问你在那边弹，或是你坐在这边弹，跟现在巴哈、贝多芬坐在你旁边弹，你会不会不一样？
Will you play differently when you play at home or when you play on the stage or when you play next to Bach?
那你打篮球
I say you play basketball.
Mike Jordan 坐在底下看你打
If Mike Jordan's watching you play,
你会不会更认真一点
Do you think you will play better?
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。